No, I feel, I mean, honestly, pen and paper to me is still a tool.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So talk about anything. I also think that since the bar is getting lower to build your own things, I strongly believe that people will start building their own tools.
Okay.
So I'm a strong believer that, for example, in future you won't need a subscription to 100 AI tools. If it's a very particular task that you're trying to solve, you would be able to maybe build your own tool. So maybe, I don't know, maybe we will be so advanced that we will build some tools for the particular need that we have in a project or product. So it's going to be like a one time, like a, almost like a, what's the word, like a one big, like a one time. How do you say Einweg? Like a, it's a one time,
it's
one time usage at all. Like that, okay. After when the project is over, you're not gonna need it anymore. So maybe you're gonna build a new tool yourself. I mean, like just in time.
Instant
tools. Yeah.
Instant tools. Yeah.
Yeah. I feel.
This is where we're going.
I don't know. I feel this is how I start using web coding, and I've seen some peers doing the same, just to solve their own problems first, because you have specific problems, and when you have the tool set to solve them, it's just unbeatable.
So
I'm using pen and paper, I'm using AI tools, but I'm using also the standard tools, still using Figma, I'm not jumping into web coding, still using Notion or Word or whatever notepad you're using to jot the ideas, for the ideation phase. I feel, for me personally, I cannot just jump into the tool. I have to make some notes first. And sometimes it's fastest to literally draw out wireframes on paper than to spend 3 hours trying to vibe code my vision. It's just faster sometimes to do things the analog way.
Mm-hmm.